Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. Be Your Potential. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Be Your Potential, available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle. And if you like Joseph's work, be sure to write a review on Amazon so together we can transform the world.
Hi there, welcome to the podcast of Joseph Clough. You can find more information about me at josephclough.com, as well as visiting my fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/josephsfanpage, where you receive updates from these podcasts, as well as giveaways, prizes, quotes, and all things about developing yourself in all areas of your life. So I'd like to say thank you for listening to this, or a part of Thanksgiving. And what is Thanksgiving? What is giving thanks? Well, when we do give thanks, it's ultimately having gratitude in your life. Now, why is it important to have gratitude for what all the things you do have, despite maybe wanting to achieve more, whether it be in our health or our relationships, career, or even our finances? No matter what, the best way of actually acquiring more is to actually not only give thanks for the people around you, to give thanks for the things that you have in your life, but ultimately to pay things forward as well. So let's just break it down into a few things that we can do which will enhance our mindset, enhance our consciousness, to be able to attract and achieve more in our life, no matter what area in your life. So the first thing is, which I've talked to you before, is having that attitude of gratitude. Now, I think that's probably one of the best ways to start out in achieving anything, any abundance in any area of your life. Because when you have gratitude for the things that you have, you're getting your mind, your brain, to focus on the good things. Now, the nature of focusing on these good things will actually cause your unconscious mind to search for more. So that will actually enable our mind to be more healthy and our body to be more healthy. And it'll actually saturate those feelings of gratitude to feeling good. Now, when we feel good and have that gratitude, our mind will actually be focusing on what else can I have in my life which will actually feed this gratitude. What else can I do will actually allow me to be more happy, to be more whole and more content. So one of the things that many people say is to write, say, 10 things down that you have gratitude for right now. So go ahead and think about it. What can you have gratitude for? What are you grateful for in this present moment right now? Maybe it's something to do with your health. What can you be grateful for? How about your relationships, your friendships, the people in your life? And as you think about that, what does that mean? What does that allow you to do? What does that health, what do those friendships and relationships allow you to feel good about? And as you think about that, what about your career? Even if we're not in the right career, maybe we can be thankful for knowing that. Because I know a lot of people who dislike their career and they think that's the only thing they can do and they're always stuck, or they're not even conscious that they dislike their job. They just think it has to be this way. So what can you be thankful for? To have gratitude for in your career, the job that you do. What about those materialistic things you have? Maybe a home, a roof over your head. And what does that allow you to do? Maybe having food. And think about that food. What does that food allow you to do? Allows you to live. to have energy. Maybe the ability to listen to this right now. The device that you're listening to, whether it be on iTunes or maybe on an iPhone or an iPod or maybe just on your computer. Be thankful for that. So we can be thankful for these things that we have in our life. And there's so many things to have gratitude for, to be truly thankful for. And I think a lot of people who teach about gratitude, they miss something out sometimes as well. And I think it could be the most important thing to have gratitude for you, for yourself, for your personality, for your thoughts, for your dreams. Just be conscious of those now, of being just truly thankful for having your mind, your personality traits, the beliefs which do hold you up, those moral beliefs. Be thankful for even those experiences you've gone through, no matter good or bad. We can always learn. And when we get those learnings, we just continue to grow. So be thankful. For you are here right now. Be thankful for being in this present moment. Immerse yourself with gratitude. Imagine how that gratitude would be in your body. And as you think about that gratitude, see how it begins to throw up new ideas to you. Other things that you weren't aware of, but you can be aware of now to be grateful for. Maybe the gratitude to see a sunset. The gratitude to have water, to have clothing. The gratitude and the thanks for being in this moment. Just slow everything down and feel that gratitude. Go even deeper than that. You can even be thankful right now for each cell in your body, for each part of your body, your eyes, your skin, your organs, all doing a job for you. Your body has fought off things in the past to keep you healthy. Be thankful for that. To me, that is a big part of healing oneself, is developing that relationship with self and being thankful for self. And as we become thankful for the things we have right now, those external things, those relationships, those materialistic things, to be thankful for those things within us, those things which we can't grasp hold of as such, like our dreams and our missions and our goals, our passion and our love, our joys. And even be thankful for maybe problems that we've had or have right now. Because we can't always be happy. It's just a fact. Things happen. It's okay to feel sad, anger, hurt, guilt. It means we're alive. Although it may not be pleasant at the time, you can be thankful for experiencing a wide range of emotions because it means you're living. Be thankful that you are interconnected with everything around you. That you are just energy vibrating. Pure potential right now. Be thankful for the future. Those things that you're about to do. Be thankful for where you're going. For becoming more conscious with each and every day. Of your dreams and your desires, for your knowledge and your wisdom, for learnings of life. Be truly thankful. Look off into your future and see how you'd like it to be, and see yourself having made changes in your life, being thankful, being joyful for being there in the future. And as you go off into the future, notice who's around you. And be thankful now, in this present moment, having made those changes already in the future with those people. Be thankful for those materialistic things, those physical things that you have, that you're going for in life, having achieved them. Be thankful for that inner contentment, even if it hasn't happened already. The very nature of assuming that feeling of thanks causes your mind and body to search for it, so it will be there in the future, even before then. And as we be thankful, joyful, grateful, realize the power within you, that you are thankful for your own personal power to stand up, to take a stand, to take responsibility, to make actions, to take actions, to take inspired and massive action. Be fully aware of all those wonderful abilities that you have, the qualities you have, those wonderful values you have for life. Be truly thankful for them. Be joyful for them right now. And then just fully consider how you can pass on this thanks to others. Because when you have thanks and give thanks, help others, and even get return thanks, it causes that wonderful feeling to grow. Paying it forward. Allowing other people to know that they're special in your life, that you appreciate them. Think of the things that you can do now, today. But not only today, but tomorrow. Imagine all those values that you have, all those most wonderful qualities you have, those dreams that you have. Imagine them being stacked up like a stack of cards. And as you get those stack of cards, they're multiplying with each moment. And they have all the wonderful energy attached to those qualities, those dreams, those relationships. Some which are already present in your life, ones which are about to happen in the near future. And as we multiply that deck of cards with all those wonderful qualities, memories, future memories, imagine just passing them off into the future. Taking each one and just passing them on into the future. They're going into your future. Some near, some far, some minutes away, some months or even years away. They can go anywhere. They can slot into your future timeline. And just notice the energy that brings into your future, knowing that they're there already and being thankful for it. See how it transcends and transforms your future, and how you can take that gratitude, that thanks for self, for others, for the materialistic things, for the future. It's all there waiting to actualize in this moment. For you are joy. You are wonderful. And you can say those most wonderful words of love to self, to love to life, love to a thing which is maybe bigger than all of us. Whatever our beliefs are, we can have that thanks and joy. And I want your unconscious mind to just fully know this now, that you can have and be whatever you wish. And your unconscious mind at the back of the mind can start to make those changes, to find those inner triggers, connections, sensations and feelings, beliefs and behaviors, resources, to happen now. And as we begin to do that, you can focus your awareness in this present moment again. And have that gratitude and awareness. And you can ask yourself the question, what else can I be thankful for? What can I do today to show thanks, to show gratitude? What can you do to invest in yourself, to invest in others? What can you learn when those learnings are learned will give you the greater knowledge, the greater wisdom, the most profound change? Whatever happens, whatever comes, allow it. Because it's just easy to allow that gratitude to flow into your life and become you. To be here now. You, the unconscious mind, and the conscious mind too, can fully experience that. And as you bring this feeling into your life now, bring that feeling into your awareness right now. You can also begin to just consider how good it feels to be you. How great it means that you're alive today. To take action. To be you. Some people say that life is short, but also remember, it's the longest thing you're ever going to do in life. Sounds silly when you say it like that. But yes, life is short, so live it. But realize it's the longest thing you do, so love it. Love every inch of it. Love every part of you. And allow those feelings to just grow in every way. To allow those thoughts to just begin to double and triple. And you can fully be aware of how wonderful and how beautiful, how excellent, how brilliant, how tremendous you are. And just remember that. Whatever you think you are always more than that. And just consider that mindset for a moment. Whatever you are, you're always more than that. And more than that. No matter what you think you are, you're always more than that. The very nature of you being here right now that means you are special. That you have survived. For you have grown, for you have adapted. Whatever you think you are always the light within you. And you just gotta focus when you give that thanks and that gratitude for now and to even to others. You allow that inner light to just grow in your mind and body. And that light shines the light on all those dark things. It shines up the illusionary darkness. And as we shine that light and that illusionary darkness, it begins to take away those limiting beliefs and thoughts. Those issues begin to just simply disappear. Because you're shining that light, that inner light, on your true potential. And that is why you are perfect right now. Truly perfect. So once again, if you're interested, and in December, by the way, I'll be doing exclusive giveaways to my Facebook account. So that's facebook.com/Joseph's fan page. I'll be giving exclusive giveaways for free downloads, lots of competitions there, all for free, and it's just a great way of learning. So go ahead, if you're not there already, go ahead and sign up to it so you can be a part of this change. You can be a part of this knowledge and growth that we're beginning to share right now. We're in a perfect time of our lives to be able to expand our own knowledge and wisdom. It's never been as free as it has been today. The internet has allowed this knowledge and allowed me to do what I'm doing right now completely for free, and other people to do the exact same kind of thing. So there's a perfect time for you to be here right now. Because there's so many opportunities, there's so many ways that you can actually achieve your goals in your life. All it takes is the taking responsibility for it now. Making the decision to embrace yourself with this knowledge and wisdom. And to grow with it. And allow each part of you to begin to grow in every way. So your knowledge and wisdom and your learnings truly transcend to a whole new level. And you begin to awaken your conscious mind to all the most wonderful possibilities that are here already. Because that's the other thing, by the way. It's all here. It's just about shining that light on it. All the knowledge and all the wisdom and all the resources, all the empowering beliefs, everything you need is here already. And by here already, I mean within you. It's just a matter of shining that inner light on it. Focusing upon it. Allowing it to grow. Nurturing it. Giving it the space within space to be able to grow in every way. So have a most wonderful Thanksgiving, no matter where you are in the country, because it doesn't matter. And I want you to bring this thanks to every other day, because why just have one day for being thankful, right? So just allow that thanks to begin to grow and transcend in every way and be the perfect you, which you are in every way. Many thanks and goodbye.
Imagine a life free of limitations. What would you achieve? It's time to take control in creating the results that you desire with your health, relationships, and career. Get Joseph Clough's life-changing first book, Be Your Potential, published by Hay House. Head to Amazon.com or .co.uk now and get the book, which is also available on the Kindle. As an added bonus, it also includes transformational hypnosis and coaching MP3s to take your world to a whole new level of happiness and success in every area of your life. Sandy C. Newbigging, author of Heal the Hidden Cause, says, Joseph Clough's Be Your Potential book helps you to do exactly that. It offers powerful insights and exercises for bridging the gap between where you are now and being your potential to make things even better. Be Your Potential is the guide to your incredible future and is available on Amazon in paperback and on the Kindle.